Country Club FM.
All right, Bob Almanac, and today it's brought to us by Who Neil? It's the Invisible Wounds Project and the Freedom Fest.
Freedom Fest, coming yes, up. Yes. So, yeah. And then we're supposed to announce another artist.
Sure we are.
For Freedom Fest. Do you have that in front of you?
No.
Okay.
There's nothing in here about that.
Nothing in there. We got to get that.
Nothing in my email.
We got to resurrect that.
Where did you
somehow.
Get it? You had it yesterday. Where'd you get it?
There was an email. I thought it was assigned to both of us, but
I guess I could look at my spam.
I got it. I'll find it here. I got it right here, as a matter of fact.
3, 2, and 1.
Nope.
I thought that timing was going to be perfect.
I did too.
I'm looking at my spam right now.
No, I don't see it. Came from Megan. Here we go. I've got it now. It came on March 17th. Yesterday, we announced Rafe Carlson is going to be performing at Freedom Fest today. It's Cindy Joe with Dirt Road Dixie also on the bill. These are local regional artists, all leading up to the headliner announcement later this week. So, Rafe Carlson and Cindy Joe with Dirt Road Dixie, a part of this year's Freedom Fest this fall.
Gotta love it. All right. Thank you very much. Today's this date in history. Today, Wednesday, March 19th, 78th day of the year. This was the day, 1918. We just sprung forward, Neil. Did you enjoy springing?
Yes, we did.
Did you enjoy springing forward?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. My system does not get all kiddywampus or nothing.
No, your circadian rhythms are okay.
Yeah.
I mean, some of these news stories are acting like, you know, it takes weeks for people to get back adjusted. And maybe they do. But, you know, for you and I don't know, we just must be some kind of superheroes or something. Apparently the 1 hour change for us doesn't affect us to the point where we have to shut it down for a week and be in the corner in the fetal position.
Correct.
Saying, oh, I can't adjust to the time.
I'm missing
function.
That hour.
I
terribly.
Can't function. Oh, my God. We've been doing it our whole lives, people. I think we'll be okay.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
But that's the deal there.
So that was on this day in 1918.
1918. Congress approved daylight savings time. And a lot of people think, and I've heard them say, and I think I thought this for a long time, that it was something that came about because to give farmers late, you know, in the summer and fall, give them an extra hour in the day of sunlight to be able to work in the fields.
Sure.
You know, the tractors and whatnot in 1918 did not have headlights on them. I don't believe so.
I don't think so.
So that's what happened.
But it was really more of a move for fuel savings. And
for the war.
For the war, yeah, yes. During WW1, the war to end all wars.
That's right. Sadly, it didn't end all wars.
It certainly
it was
did
supposed
not.
To. That was also, we got hoodwinked. That one, and it was false advertising. But that was 1918. Elvis Presley, this day, 1957, purchased the Graceland Estate in Memphis, Tennessee. It was kind of an old farm, and they converted it into what is there now. And if you ever go down to Memphis, and if you're an Elvis fan or a music fan, I do recommend you go and see it. It is really neat.
Yeah, you checked it out.
I did check it out. I waited until like the last couple of days before I moved away from the area because it was always there. We'll always have Memphis. We'll always have Graceland, I would say.
I would say.
It was always there. It wasn't like the Zurich Shrine Circus. One day it's in town, the next day it's gone.
Right.
Graceland will always be there on Elvis Presley Boulevard. So like a couple of days before I moved out of there up to Iowa, we did go see Graceland, and it was very nice. Not as big as I thought it would be. You think of Graceland as a big mansion, and it isn't that big. The house itself is not that big.
Mm.
Just an FYI.
Okay.
And, of course, Elvis is buried there at the Graceland Estate. I think him and his mom are, aren't they? I can't remember.
I remember
seeing the gravestone. You walk past that, of course. That was back in 57. 1977, we said goodbye to the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
I think what I was feeling was best expressed in the lyrics of that wonderful old song. It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go. This is Ted Baxter saying good night and good news.
Ted Baxter signing off for the last time, doing the WJM news, and then, of course, the, I guess you could say, iconic scene at the end where they're all doing a group hug and they all do the little group shuffle to the Kleenex.
Right.
Lou Grant tells them that he, I adore you people. It was kind of sad. I'm sure it was. Some real emotions in there, not just fake TV acting emotions. There were some real emotions there amongst the cast at that time, Neil. Wouldn't you say?
I would say so. Yeah. And, you know, and Ted had to be, along with Ron Burgundy, my two favorite all-time news anchors.
Yes. You know, Ken Brockman from The Simpsons is pretty good, too.
Oh, okay.
The Simpsons, Ken Brockman reporting.
Yes, okay.
So that was this day in 77. 1982 in the news.
While some members of the Ozzy Osbourne band slept in their tour bus parked next to the house, the other three buzzed overhead, circling the bus three times. On the fourth time, they didn't make it.
After the fourth pass, he tipped the bus on the opposite side and it nosedived into the home.
The home then burst into flames and killed were the band's lead guitarist, hairdresser, and bus driver.
And that lead guitarist was Randy Rhoads. Very good guitarist that had worked with Ozzy Osbourne. He was only the age of 25, and alcohol and drugs, I'm sure, were involved. But for whatever reason, they decided to take that light plane for a little bit of a joyride. And buzzing the bus was somebody's bad idea.
Yeah, they chose poorly, as we say. Sadly.
1982, and exactly to this date in 1987, Ozzy Osbourne released his album called Tribute.
Okay.
Which is a tribute album to Randy Rhoads. So he released it on the day, 5-year anniversary of the death of the whole accident and everything.
Got it.
1987. Going to move on to 84. TV theme time.
TV theme time, yep.
Kate and Allie premiered this date on CBS. Jane Curtin, Susan St. James.
I don't know what I'm going to get Lynn for a wedding present. Well, what did she get you when you married Charles?
Ceramic penguin salt and pepper shakers.
Ooh, you're kidding.
No. Her taste in presents is only rivaled by her taste in husbands.
They always had these little vignettes that open the show where they're like out in the street or in a store or something like that. It was a little bit different. But Kate and Allie.
It was pretty well. So,
yeah, it was a well-received show. I think we watch it in our house, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because they had a couple of cute daughters, too. They're about my age.
Oh, that's helpful.
That is always helpful on primetime television. How about 1995?
At the other guard, 6'6" from North Carolina, number 45, Michael Jordan.
Number 45, Michael Jordan, made his
return.
Doesn't
sound right.
Doesn't sound right. After 17 months of trying baseball, he decided to go back to his alma mater, basketball.
Right.
He scored 19 points as the Bulls lost to the Pacers in Indianapolis. Bulls then the next year after that, after he had a full season, they ended up winning 3 more titles in a row. Right?
Pretty good.
Yeah, they won 6 total. Yeah,
guy could play a little bit.
Yeah, Michael Jordan. He's still my greatest of all time.
Yep.
With all due respect.
All due respect to the others.
LeBron James.
Yeah.
But Michael Jordan, 1995. And 2012 on this date, it had to be because of the Baconator, Neil. And son of Baconator. Because 2012, this date, Wendy's overtook Burger King to become the second best-selling hamburger chain.
Oh,
not fast
sure.
food chain, because I think Subway's in there somewhere, too, and some other ones.
Right.
Chick-fil-A is up really high now, too. But as far as burger chains, it's McDonald's, Wendy's, and then Burger King.
Okay.
And you got to know that Dave Thomas, somewhere upstairs, was celebrating.
He was smiling.
He had been dead, I think, for 10 years. The guy who gave us Wendy's and the Frosty and the whole thing there and the Square Burgers. And he gave us the drive-through window and so many other fast food innovations. It's
out
amazing.
Of those three, Wendy's would be my favorite.
You know, yes, Wendy's definitely, although I do sometimes crave a fish. In fact, the other day I was driving home from the airport. I was craving a fish filet, a filet-o-fish.
Yeah, I had one of those on the way home from from Florida.
We cheese on filet. Fish. You wouldn't think it would work, but it works.
It works.
Ray Kroc was a genius, of course. Yes. But that was a state. But you go Burger King if you want flame broiled.
Yeah.
Flame broiled.
And I just, I
Dairy
just
Queen
haven't.
Does flame broiled, too.
Yeah, they do.
Let's get into birthdays now today. A Bond girl.
It's all right. I'm not supposed to be here either. I take it you're not. Are you alone?
What are you doing here? Looking for shells?
No, I'm just looking.
Stay where you are.
Yes, he is. He's just looking. What he's
that
looking
white,
at.
White bikini
yes,
works.
Yes, Ursula Andress in a bikini is what Sean Connery was looking at. That's from Dr. No.
That's a great line.
She was one of the early Bond girls.
Yes.
Maybe the best one, they say, of the Sean Connery era.
Might be.
Ursula Andress is 89 today. Her bikini had a belt.
Right.
Kind of had a belt, which
is
a little different. Which is a little different. That bikini, if you're wearing a bikini and you need a belt to hold it up, I mean, why not suspenders?
Well, you might start a new trend here if we're not careful.
Sirhan Sirhan is 81.
Criminal.
Assassinated Robert F. Kennedy. Was taken out by Rosie Grier.
Yes.
Who was serving as a... Rosie Grier was like serving as an attendant to RFK.
A bodyguard almost.
A bodyguard security's muscle, as we like to say. And I do believe all of those... And I haven't heard a whole lot because the Trump administration just released all these government pages and various forms and things and information about the assassinations of JFK, RFK, and MLK.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Yeah, RFK was included in that as well.
Okay.
And from what I heard from the early reports, there was really no bombshell-type information.
Okay.
But they were unredacted. None of that black line stuff that you see when
right,
they redact
right,
things. What's
right.
the last thing you did? That, what's the last thing you redacted? Have you redacted anything?
Maybe like my prescription number on a bottle of drugs that I was throwing away or something.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Neither do I dact or redact. I don't do any of that.
No, I very, very seldom
yes,
do.
Yes, so Sirhan Sirhan, he's still alive, and he
and
is
still in jail.
And still in prison.
Right.
81. Every now and then you hear about him going up for parole.
Denied.
And he continually gets denied.
I don't want to take it anymore. I'll just stay here locked behind the door.
Little Axel Foley music here.
All right.
No time to stop and get away.
I recently watched the first one from beginning to end on a channel that didn't censor.
Oh, right. You saw it. The way it should
be. The way
be,
it
then.
Should be. It's so good.
It is very good.
Oh, even get a little laugh in there. It's beautiful. So Ruth Pointer is 79 today. She's the one kind of with the more raspy voice and the kind of the deeper voice. That was her singing lead on Neutron Dance.
Okay.
And she sang on Automatic. Ruth Pointer is 79. She could probably, her voice is low enough, she could probably fill in for Richard Sturban on Elvira if needed.
Or the bass guy on the Spinners.
Well, why not? 79 today.
This has got to stop.
Dan, if you'd agreed to see me, I wouldn't have called you.
You get it, all right? It's over. There is nothing between us.
You mean you've had your fun, now you just want a quiet life.
Why are you doing this?
Doing what?
You need help. Just
don't tell me what I need.
You need a shrink.
Oh, it's Glenn Close. How good was she in Fatal Attraction?
Oh, yeah.
Her and Michael Douglas.
Yep, that was a good movie.
Things got a little crazy there.
It did.
And, you know, she was the only actress that knew how long it took to boil a rabbit. Maybe that was Bad Bunny in that pot.
Could have been.
That's what happens to Bad Bunnies. Bad Bunny.
Right. Yeah.
If you don't straighten up, you're going to be in a boiling pot of water. It's fluffy.
Right.
And Fatal Attraction.
Yeah, Bad Bunny stew.
She's been in a lot of movies.
She has. And
Glenn
she's been
Close.
An award winner.
Tony, Emmy. Yeah. I don't know if she's won an Oscar, though.
No, I don't know either.
My notes don't say Oscar, just Tony and Emmy, which those are some pretty good awards.
They are.
But I would put Oscar above both of those.
More than likely.
Yeah,
I think
even
most
more than
would.
A Grammy, depending on what your, you know, what your skill set is. Mm-hmm. Glenn Close, 78 today.
Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon. Happy trails, Hans.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Just a little Die Hard there for you. A little Die Hard montage.
We like that.
It's Bruce Willis, John McClane.
Mm-hmm. 70. There's another one you could watch start to finish on a non-censored, you know, channel and enjoy it over again, I'm sure.
This is censored, though.
Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
The original was not Mr. Falcon.
No,
let's just say that. That's when he was taking the lighter and light. That's in from Die Hard 2. When he's lighting the trail of jet fuel.
Right.
When James Evans is up there with the others, with Colonel Stewart.
Crime doesn't pay.
Things were about to get kind of hot up on that 747 jumbo conversion. So Bruce Willis, and he's having some health issues. Doesn't he have?
Yes.
Is it Parkinson's or something? He has something that is not allowing him to act or perform anymore.
No. And his family is kind of keeping him closely guarded, it sounds like. Yeah.
Bruce Willis is 70 today.
Plus, it's more fun to say, bundle Ruski,
yeah.
Bundle Ruski, bundle Ruski, bundle Ruski, bundle Ruski too. Try it.
Andy Reid, now spokesman for State Farm.
Right.
With his buddy Pat.
Yep.
And
yep.
Jake from State Farm.
I wouldn't have thought Andy Reid as kind of a comedic guy, but he does a nice job.
He does. And he did that one, was it the Snickers commercial where... nice, or the guy's painting the end zone.
Yes, yes.
And he goes, "Hey, nice job, but who are the chefs?"
Right.
Because the guy forgot an eye, and he said, "You know, when you're not yourself, you need a Snickers."
Right.
And it looks like Andy Reid's had a Snickers or two.
Well, I wouldn't. Turn him down from what we can see.
It's very possibly had a Snickers with a Butterfinger chaser a few times. But that's all right. I mean, there's nothing wrong. He's a football player. He had a big frame. You got to fill that frame up.
Right on.
And he's a 3-time Super Bowl champ. We can't say that about any of our coaches.
No.
And our rapper of the day is Young Gravy.
Gravy?
Young Gravy.
Okay. As opposed to old gravy.
Well, yes, it doesn't have the kind of the skin on it. You know, gravy where if you let it sit for a while, if it's old gravy, you get kind of that film.
Yep.
On the top, kind of that hard. You got to kind of punch through it.
Nope.
Young Gravy does not have that.
I got it.
Is this the son of Wavy Gravy?
It might be.
Because there was Wavy Gravy back in the 60s. There was a guy named Wavy Gravy. Yeah. I think he was at Woodstock.
Right.
But this is Young Gravy. And for some reason, he forgot the O in the Young.
Mm.
So it's Young.
Very clever, very creative.
Yes. Young Gravy is our rapper of the day, is 29.
Gone, but not forgotten today. It's a big day. For those of us who enjoy the Old West. Wyatt Earp, frontier lawman. I mean, you look at the towns that he went to. Dodge, before Matt Dillon. Tombstone.
Wow.
Deadwood. And, you know, everything he was involved in, all the shootouts and this and that. Never got injured, really. It was weird. And he lived to be 80 years old. Died in Los Angeles. He kind of befriended some of the early... a silent movie actor, cowboys, and tried to get his story told then. It really didn't. It would come out later. And maybe was portrayed more of a hero than he actually was. But Wyatt Earp, born on this day, 1848. Lawyer and politician Williams Jennings Bryan. You remember the Scopes Monkey trial, and I am our correspondent for that.
You're the official historian. I'm the official historian of Shirley Jean Burrell. You're the official historian of the Scopes Monkey Trial.
Right. And, you know, Williams Jennings Bryan, he ran for president several times. A great speaker, orator, if you will, and a lot of important speeches. But, you know, in the monkey trial, he pounded his fist and said, "We are protecting the word of God against atheists and agnostics."
Sure they are, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It was quite a speech, quite a closing argument by William Jennings Bryan, who was born on this day, and that year was 1860. Hall of Fame golfer John H. Taylor, we just called him J.H. He played, you know, in the Harry Vardon era, but won the Open Championship 5 times. Pretty good player. And then course designer and started the first ever Professional Golfers Association, the PGA. It was the British PGA. and he did that. And he was born on this day, 1871.
That's where we get tailor-made. We get tailor-made from that.
Tailor-made, yes, we do.
I don't know if we do. I'm just making that up.
I think it works.
Yeah.
Jackie Moms Mabley was a comedian born on this day, 1894.
You see, his sister died, and we went to the funeral. After the funeral was over, the preacher walked over to him and tapped him on the shoulder. He said, "How old are you, Pops?" He said, 91. He said, "Ain't no need of you going home."
You know, she was always hard to understand because I don't think she had teeth.
Right. Well, and, you know, not necessary to have teeth. It would be very funny. And an early comedian there, born on this day, 1894. It's TV theme time. It's Tige Andrews. You know, he was the captain on the Mod Squad. He directed Pete and Link and Julie. His real name was Tiger. That was his given name at birth, Tiger Andrews. But he shortened it to Tige when he went into acting. And he was in everything, too. Of course, Gunsmoke and all the other shows of the 60s and early 70s. Tige Andrews, born on this day, 1920. Richie Ashburn, one of the great baseball players. Do you know, in the 1950s, the decade of the 50s, he had more hits than any other player. And there was a lot of good players in the 50s. Richie Ashburn, Hall of Famer, mostly with Philadelphia, 1927. And Emmy Award-winning actor Patrick McGoohan.
Ma-what?
McGoohan.
McGoohan?
McGoohan. The trouble with Scotland is that it's full of Scots. Perhaps the time has come to reinstitute an old custom. Grant them prima nocte.
Prima nocte. Look it up. It's,
doesn't sound
it's,
good.
Yeah, he's the King of England there. King Edward Longshanks.
Is that like Braveheart?
Yes. Well, he had to measure his shanks.
Yes.
To see if he was Edward Longshanks or Medium Shanks.
Right.
King Edward Longshanks. That's from Braveheart, yes.
Okay. Wow. He was in that. And so he would have made guest appearances on Columbo. I remember him in that. What Emmy, as a matter of fact. Born on this day, 1928. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Viking fans held their breath every time he lofted the football. His passes had nothing more on them than the commissioner's signature. But more often than not, they were caught.
They found their mark.
Your staff forgot Joe Capp.
That is egregious.
Mr. 40 for 60. Vikings quarterback in 69.
40
Grey
for
Cup
60
champ.
For 70, yeah.
Yeah, 40 for 60 and 70.
Yeah.
And went to the Super Bowl, of course. He was
a fiery leader. Yeah, he was hard-boiled. Yeah.
He was very, very tough.
Yeah.
So, happy
and
birthday.
And then was the coach at California, University of California, right?
Yeah, he was. He was in that. He was in the game with the band on the field.
With the band, the Sanford. Yeah. Yeah,
so right. Your staff forgot Joe Capp, 1939, and also...
Can you see me dancing on TV across the Golden Gate Bridge into San Francisco?
Yeah, and starting another earthquake.
Are you making fun of me being fat again?
You're not fat again. You were always fat.
We're talking about Rerun, Neil.
Rerun yeah.
From What's Happening. Fred Berry born this day in 51.
That's a shame.
He would always do the pop and lock dance. It was always the best episodes of What's Happening was when Rerun would dance.
Nice. Because
the guy was nimble.
He was for a
bigger
dude.
For his size, for a big man. He's the Jerry Blackwell of TV and pop and locking. Because he's very agile for a big man. I don't know if Fred Berry could do a standing drop kick, but it's very possible that he could.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Rerun, we lost him much too young, like 20 years ago now. Fred Berry, 1951. Now they're all gone.
Gone, but not forgotten.
Would you like to go with a Bobathon that starts out with Darius Rucker, All Right, Brooks and Dunn, Hard Working Man, or Willie Nelson's Nothing I Can Do About It Now?
Let's go Brooks and Dunn.
WQPM Princeton, WLKX Forest Lake, KDBG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KDGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River, KLCI HD1 Elk River.